Vayter in Shas, we are in Daf Chav Dalet, picking it up by the brand new Mishnah. The Mishnah we're going to see right now is going to be talking about the mitzvah of doing Yibam and who does Yibam. So it's important to see that we have a pasuk that we're going to jump into. So I want to quickly read the pasuk. The pasuk says, V'haya habachor asher teileid, yokum al shem achiv hames, v'lo yimach shmo Yisrael. And it's going to be the bachor that has a child will uphold the name of his brother who died, and will not be lost or erased his name from Israel. Now we're going to break down this pasuk to try to understand who has to do the mitzvah. Zok the Mishnah. Mitzvah gadol yabim, it's a mitzvah for the gadol to do yibam, for the oldest brother to do yibam. Vim kadam akatan zacha, let's say the younger brother jumps in, zacha, it works, and it's good to go. Tana rabbanan, v'haya b'chor, let's break it down. What does that mean? Mikansha, mitzvah gadol yabim, it's a mitzvah for the gadol to go and do it. And Rashi says, hachadarish v'lokhalo, Leisha v'yibma v'haya b'chor miyabim yabachor. Right, so he goes in. He's the one who goes and he does it. Asher teled. So the first one again is to see that what the oldest one does it. Asher teled. She can have children, which means prat la'ainlin is she'en yoledes. What does that mean? Asher teled means to say Rashi says va'osi yivama tehei ru'uya leled prat la'ainlin. If she's na'ainlin, she's not able to have kids. Then she does not. She doesn't fall to yibam. She doesn't fall to yibam or to chalitza. Yakum al shame achiv should be upheld in the name of the brother. Rashi says Yakum hayavim al shame achiv linchol nachalasa v'lo yichalku achiv imo. What does that mean? Essentially, as the Gemara says, Yakam al Shem Achiv is Lenachala. It means to say in reference to Nachla in terms of inheritance, that he goes in, he gets the inheritance of the brother. Right? So we know that when the father dies, the Nachla goes, and it goes to the dead brother, but the dead brother doesn't get it. So it goes to the one who did Yibams, he gets like a double shtick over there. Ata Omer Lenachala, says the Gemara. Ata Omer Lenachala, or Eino Ela L'Shem. Who says that for Nachla? Maybe it means for shame. Right, so Rashi says, "V'hai yakum biyavim mishtai." Oh, eino ella beben sheyolid lo mishtai sheim haya shem ames. Yosi currently is Yosi. If his father, if his the previous father's name, if the guy who died, his name was Yosi. Nimi Yosi, as Rashi the Gemara says, Yosef currently so Yosef, Yochanan currently so Yochanan. Says Gemara, no. Nemar kan yakum al shem achiv. It says over here to be yakum, to uphold him in the name of his brother. V'nemar lahalan al shem acheyem yikru'u benachalosam. Benachalos, the word shame by yibum, the word shame by nachla. Ma shem ha'omer lahalan nachla, just like over there is nachla. Av shem ha'omer kan nachla, so here it's talking about nachla as well. Okay, says the Gemara, Velo Yimachishimo, and his name is and should not be erased. Prat Lisaris, this is talking, excluding if it is a Saris, means this is a person who can't have children. Shishmo Macho, his name is already erased. Otherwise, he's not able to have kids, so there's no Yib over there. Amarava, Afagav de Bechol Torah Kula, Ein Mikri Yotzim Debshut, even though in the Gansatoyra, we don't go ahead and move away from the actual Pshat of a Pasuk. However, over here, Hacha Asai Gezerishava, and Afikte Mishpate Legamre. The Gezerishama comes along, and it uproots everything. It doesn't mean Hashem that you have to go name him after the father. You go and you take away the entire zach. Now the Gemara says. So in other words, what we're coming out with is that the normal is we have the pshat and we go according to the pshat of the pasuk. Here we say no. What it means is shame gzer shav tanachala. Says the Gemara, more accurately, frak the Gemara, v'ilav gzir shava havamina shame mamish. And if what? If it hadn't said gzir shava, then I would have thought that shame means literally shame? No, I wouldn't have thought that. Laman kamazir rachmana. Because who exactly is the Torah coming to talk to when it says that you should name the kid? Liyavam? You're saying he's talking to the Yavam? Then yakum al shem achicha mibayle. Should have said, should uphold him in the name of your brother, not achiv. If it's like in the Beis, and then Yakam al Shem Achi Aviv Miboyle. It should use the Lashon that on the brother, the name of the father's brother. Didn't use that also. So it must be, of course, we're talking about Nachala, and therefore I don't even need the Gezer Shava. Says Gemara, no. V'dim ha'chi kamar lu rachmana lebezin. Really, this is what the Torah is speaking to Bezin, saying, Imrulei liyavam. Do you go and tell the Yavam, the Yakam al-Shem Achiv, go do it by your friend, by your brother's name. Alas, Gezer Shava, and afikta legamre. That's why I need the Gezer Shava to come along and to uproot it entirely from that idea and to understand it's talking about Nachala. Okay, says the Gemara, we're going a little further. Hashdamar t'kura b'gadol ksiv ema b'chor liyabim. Pashat. Let's try that again. Hashad Amrit Krab Gadoksiv. Now that you're saying that this pasuk is talking about the Gadol, it's talking about the oldest one, right? That goes ahead and does Yibam. In other words, the word bechor is not talking about the kid. It's talking about the brother to marry. So ema bechor liyabim, pashut lo liyabim. We should say that only a bechor can do yibam, but if it would be another brother who's not a bechor, then he can't do yibam. Rashi explains that Imar bechor, dafka ka'amar kra, aval pashut lo liyibam, liyabim, ligamre. Bain ika bechor, bain leka bechor. But if whether there is a bechor or not a bechor, but the ones that are younger, that's not a bechor, they're not able to do yibam altogether. It says Gemara im kain. If that's the case, then eishes achiv shaloya ba'olamo demiet rachmana lamali. You wouldn't have to exclude a case of eishes achiv shaloya ba'olamo because obviously he's not going to be chayiv because he's not a bechor. But we do just that. We do go and exclude him. Therefore, it must be that it's not just a bechor that's going to be chayiv. So Paruch of Acha, he comes in, he asks Viter, the ema lema'ute bechor de ima. Maybe that's excluding a bechor from the mama, right? They share a father, but not a mother. Maybe that's what it's coming to exclude. It says Gemara, no, who lo matzis amar? You wouldn't have said such a thing. The yibam benachal talarachmana, benachal amina'av, alamina'im. You wouldn't have said it because yibam is connected with nachala, and that's from the pops. So therefore, bechor cannot equal bechor. Rather, it means the oldest. Says the Gemara, okay, ve'ema. Maybe we should say, maybe it means that if there's a bechor that's chia, then there's a chiv of yibam. And if not, then there's no yibam, but doesn't need to be the oldest brother. Maybe what it means is very makiika bechor tiskay misses yibam kilek bechor lo tiskay misses yibam at all, and it's totally off the hook. Hamar kra umes achad mehem. The pasuk says that one of them dies, which sounds like one out of two of them umes achad mehem, and it's the older brother, and still there's yibam. So even if there's no bechor, still the yibam exists. Right, milo askin and demis bechor. The bechor dies. Vam rachman liyabin lekatan, telling the young one to do it. So must be it's wrong. He says Gemara, what veim with demis katan? Why don't we just say it was the young one that died, and therefore yibam is with the bechor? Rashi says it makes sense to say that since the next pasuk starts with v'hoya habechor. Right, so veim with the katan, vam rachman liyabin bechor. This is Gemara, ha miyet rachman eishes achiv shel lamo. Right, we know that if Yibam was only when the younger brother dies, then the case of Eishes Achiv Shlohaya Ba'olamo would be unnecessary to teach. Of course, it'd be Pater. It's not the Bechor, so there is Yibam, even if there's no Bechor. Right, that's essentially what we just said. Now, frankly, more we're not done. Ve'ema, maybe we should say that Kileka Bechor Kadam Katan Zacha. V'ika bechor kadam katan lo zacha. That a katan is only zocha if he's not up against a bechor. But if there's a bechor, then a katan can't be zocha. This is Gemara. No, Amar Kra ki yeshu achim yachtav huksha yeshivas achim zelaze. When there's two brothers that are there together, right? Then all are equal in the ability to go and do yibum. As Rashi says, shavim li yibum. They're shavim. They're shavim to do equal. They're equal to do yibum. In fact, the Gemara ve'ema ki ike bechor lahadar gadol ki laka bechor ein chozin etzel gadol. Maybe if bechor, then if the bechor doesn't take her, and no one else does, then it goes back to the bechor, and we force him to do something either yibum or chalitza. But if there's no bechor, then we don't force the oldest. In fact, the Gemara, but if that would be the case, then Alama Tani Abai Kashisha, why do Bashir say that mitzvah begadol liyabim is a mitzvah? Why do we say that we go up the, that we end up going down the line? There's a mitzvah for the oldest one to do. Loratz, if he doesn't want to do it, then Holchem Eitzel Achav Katam, we go according to the brother that's younger than him. Loratz, if he doesn't want it, then Chosen Eitzel Gadol, we go back to the Gadol. Right, so why is it that we say that we go down the line, implying that the second brother comes before the third brother, and so on and so forth? It says Gemara, kibachor ma bechor bechoraso garmalo av gadol gedulaso garmalo. Just like the bechor, it does go down the list of the brothers. All right, just like the bechor. The Bechor is precedence over the other ones. So too, it goes down the list in terms of the age order. It goes down like that. Frekta Gemara, Ve'ema kimiyabim Bechor, lishkol nachala, kimiyabim pashat lo lishkol nachala. Maybe we should say that the Bechor goes and takes nachala, but no one else should go ahead and take any nachala. If someone else goes and marries him, it's not the Bechor. Vamakra, yoknum al shem achiv, v'hare, come. Pasuk says to go and to uphold on the name of your brother, and he did so. So even though it's not the Bechor, it's still going to get the Nachalot. So that's the Gemara. Okay. So what we have so far seems like the Bechor, meaning the we don't find that a Bechor is different than any non-Bechor. If there's if it ends up being that he's the oldest brother that's there, there'd be no difference. So then the Gemara says, "Ve'el bechor dekari rechmana." So then when the pasuk says bechor, beep, turn the page. Chavdalam beis lamai hilchasa. What halacha is there that uses the word in the pasuk bechor? Why do you even use that word? It says Rashi, use a different one. The licht of gadol. Just say the oldest one. There's no reason to say, so there doesn't seem to be anything specific to Bechor. Says Gemara, no, there is. Likriusa, ma Bechor, eno notel biro'oi ki bimuchzak, avhai eno notel biro'oi ki bimuchzak. Just like it's Likriusa to take away, to remove something, just like a Bechor. He gets a double inheritance from his father's assets when he dies, but he doesn't get things that would be coming to the father if his father had a father. So you have three generations. Let's say you have Yaakov. Let's go with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Okay? So Yitzchak is a kid named Yaakov. And if Yitzchak is a Bechor, then he's going to inherit a double inheritance from Yitzchak, if Yaakov is a Bechor. But he's not going to get, let's say Yitzchak dies before Avram, Yitzchak's not going to get the inheritance from Avram that his father would have gotten. That's ro'oi. In other words, it's fitting that eventually it's going to come to you. So just like the Bechor doesn't get the inheritance of his grandfather, if his grandfather was still alive, even though it would have come to him if his father ends up dying first, so too, the same here, the Yavim, who takes the place of his brother, just died, and he's going to get a double portion, his double nachala from his father, because he gets the brother's one also. Eino nota b'ro'i k'mosak, he doesn't take that which has been ro'oi had the grandfather died. He would have, but if it didn't, what would have come, he doesn't get, unless he actually ends up dying before the father ends up dying. Period, up to the next Mishnah. Now, if you recall, the other day we met yesterday, we spoke about people did Yibum when they shouldn't have done Yibum, and therefore, but the marriage stays, or sometimes the marriage is eliminated and you have to break it off. So we continue on along those lines. Now says the Mishnah, Hanitan al Hashifcha. Let's say you have a circumstance here of someone with his roommates on him that he was with a Shifcha. This guy, they say, oh, this guy, he was with a Shifcha. And then, Minishtachra, and then she ends up going free. Rashi says, Chashid, Klomer, Shaton, in the love, Divri Las. They claim he's doing a little bit of a hanky-panky with the Shifcha. Minishtachra, and she becomes free. Now she's a full-fledged Jew and she's good to go. Or let's say we're dealing with the case of Avodas Kochavim. They suspect them of doing a little hanky panky with a guy. And then this guy, when she does Gior, she converts. Harezeh lo yichnas. You shouldn't go ahead and have a relationship. Don't marry her. Rashi says Mishum Lash Shaloyomru that Emes Hayah Kol Rishon. If he gets married to this woman, they're like, oh, see, he really was with the Shivcha. He really was with the Goita. Therefore, we don't do that. Im Kanas. But if Itaka did do it, then Ein Motzin Miyado. We don't go ahead and we don't separate him. He's allowed to continue to be married to them. What about if there's a little bit of a worry that it was a little bit hanky-panky when it comes to Eishes Ish? Hanitan al Eishes Ish, someone goes and he's suspected to being involved with Eishes Ish. Rashi says, Hanitan al Eishes Ish, let me read the whole thing. V'otzi'u'a mitachas yado. And then because of that, they go ahead and they say that the husband has to go ahead and divorce his wife. Then what's going to be the case? Afal pisha kanas, even if the guy who is suspected of doing the hanky panky, he goes ahead and he marries her, yotzi. We go ahead and we make them get divorced. Rashi says that a nitan al ishes ish votziua based in mitachas baila. If this woman is suspected of committing adultery, so she can't be with her husband anymore. They have to get divorced. Bishul zeh shasra alav. B'halach zeh v'nasa. And then that guy goes and marries her. Yotzi midoraisa asura nami leboel. It's also asur for the boel to be with her. The darshinan v'nitma'an b'midbar. Shnei pa'amim echad labal v'echad laboel b'mesech sota. That we go and get rid of both of these relationships. Now we go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. We spoke about that if this woman, there's rumors, and then there's a shifcha, and she ends up going free, or if the woman with the goita, she was the Oves Kochav, and then she does, and she's Megayer, then it works, even though we say not to marry. But what we see nonetheless is that the Geiris works. Hagioris Mihavia. So as a Gemara, still, she's considered like she's a good Geir. Now hold on 1 second. Ramini. We have a contradiction. Because we know that the Brisa says, Echad Ishin is Geir Lushum Isha. If a man converts for a woman, Ve'echad Ishin is Geir Lushum Isha. That's the opposite. You have the woman who does it for a man. V'chein Mishin is Geir Lushum. If you have someone who comes along and he's Megayer, Lushum Shulchan Malachim, because of the fact that things are going really good for the Jewish people because they're rich, Lushum Avdei Shlomo, because of the fact of Shlomo Melch, again, because they have a lot of koach, a lot of srara, a lot of power. Einam Gerim, they are not good Gerim. The Geris does not work. Okay, interesting. Divrei Rabbi Nechemia, Zakis Rabbi Nechemia, Shahari Rabbi Nechemia Omer, Echad Giri Arayos, whether a person converted because of Arayos, Arayos not with an ayin, with an aleph. Rashi says, Kegon Kusim, Dixiba Sefer Malachim, Vishach Hashem Bahemis Arayos, Venizgayu, Kedixiv Hassim, Begolos Shomron. That what happened was, there were these Kusim, these non Jews, and Hashem sent after them these lions, and because of that, they got so scared that they converted, so it wasn't really considered full fledged. Vechad Giri Chalomos, or somebody who was Megayu, because Rashi says, Baal Chalomos Amrullah is Gayer, he has some sort of dream that he's told to go and gear. Vechad Geri Mordechai Esther, someone who was misguided in the times, Mordechai Esther, Rashi says, Varabim Me'ami Aretz Misyadim, that they came along because all the things are going really well for the Jewish people, so for they converted to Judaism. Einam Gerim, they're not considered Gerim. Achi is Geri Bezmana Zeh. Until they do it, Bezmana Zeh. In fact, they go on Bezmana Zeh. Sakadaitech, what do you think? Rashi says, Kol Hani Makme Achi Lav Gerim Ninu. And anyone before Bezmana Zeh is not considered a Ger, could go in the Vuzaradin, the Kayotsebo. That's a Gemara in Gittin, but Vuzaradin, a really terrible guy, but he ended up going and doing tshuva and doing and repent and new converting. Well, he's saying it's no good. Elaema kibiz manazeh. Rashi says what that means is shelo yaseh machmasrara. The only reason why we're doing it is because we're not in power, so they must be doing it for the right reasons, and then it works. Ha itmar Allah. But nonetheless, what do we see? That if you do it for the wrong reason, it doesn't work. And Armis just says that this woman goes and she converts in order to be able to be with this guy, and it actually works. As Gemara, ha itmar Allah. If it's like Bar Shmuel, my rant to Mishmei the Rav, he says halacha kedivrei haomer kulam gerim. Here, the halacha is according to one that says they are all gerim. And even if they didn't do it for the right reason. Says the Gemara, Ihachi. If that's really true, then Lechatchila Nami. Why is it we say that you're not allowed to go and marry her, but if you did, then it works? Rashi says, Ihachi, the Yerusam Al Yosi, then Yichnos Vamai Tani Lo Yichnos. He says, don't go ahead and marry her. So the Gemara, Mishom Rav Asi, because of Rav Asi, the Omar Rav Asi, as Rav Asi said. He should move for himself a curving mouth and bending of lips. This is saying a person should stay away from something which is going to cause people to look at you in a bad way. Therefore, this type of wedding, not a good idea to do because people are going to look at you as maybe you're doing something which is wrong. Rashi says, "Damar Avasi, time of the Masnisim, Mishum Dachsiv, Hasam Mimcha Akshus Peh, Ulos Vasayim, Harchik Mimcha, Da Osalach Zuki, Lakalakama." Okay, like we just said. All right, so therefore, it's just a good idea not to do it, although, Taka, you could do it, but it doesn't look good. Therefore, we have to be careful in the way in which we behave. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Mekal Megerim L'Mos HaMashiach. They're not going to be Mekal Megerim in the times of Mashiach. Because why? The same idea. They're going to be doing it because of for power, but nothing else. Kayotzebo. Similarly, we find that lo kiblu gerim lo b'mei David. They weren't during the times of David. Lo b'mei Shlomo. Not the times of Shlomo either. When things are going well. Amar Eliezer, my kra. Where do we? What pasuk do we learn this from? The pasuk says that hein gar yagor efes meosi mi gar itach alayach yipol. Behold, one who wants to go be Megayer, he can go ahead, he can do it without me. In other words, when things are not going so well. One who goes as Megayer with you, which means to do it, will then be with you. You're doing it for the right reasons. All right? Aval idach, but those who are not doing it for those reasons, lo, they're not going to be accepted, period. Okay, now we go to the case where there's going to be some sort of accusations of people doing things. I'm going to use a couple of names over here just in order that we can not be confused. We're going to have a case of Avram and Sarah. They're married. And then there's a guy named Bob who gets accused of being with Sarah. And we said that she needs to divorce Avram. And if she marries Bob, that they make them get divorced. Now, based off that, the Gemara now says the following. It says, Anitan Leishas Ish, we just said Bokat. I'm a Rav. We're going to see a back and a forth now. I'm going to go over to the next page, and then we're going to stop it for today. Amarav, Uveidim, he says that Bob must divorce Sarah only if there were Edim to the adultery, to that which actually occurred. But if there weren't any, if there weren't any Edim, then we don't have to go and make him get divorced if she ends up marrying Bob afterwards. So as Gemara Rav Sheshes, Amina Kinoyim v'Shachav Rav Amar Lahayish Maitza. Must have been that Rav was falling asleep when he said that. Like, what in the world's going on? It doesn't make any sense what he just said. The Tanya, because we learned in a Braisa, we're going to bring a Braisa, that if there are rumors about Bob and Sarah, and now Avram and Sarah gets divorced, and then marries, and then divorce, and then, I'm sorry, then he marries, and then she marries and divorces someone else. If now Bob marries Sarah, then lo yotzi, you don't have to send them out. Let's read inside, and then we'll break it down more. The Tanya, Hanitan Leishas Ish. Let's say if somebody goes ahead, and there were these rumors going along that there was Bob was with Sarah. Votziu al yado, and therefore the Beis Din goes in and say now they can't be together anymore. Vinizgarsha mitachas yedei acher, and then she gets divorced from her husband, but then marries someone else, then gets divorced again. Then im kanas, if then Bob goes and marries her, lo yotzi, we don't make it go ahead that you have to go ahead and get divorced. As we're going to see in a minute, because what happens is the marriage that happened in between to this someone else person actually stopped all the rumors. Now, hey, Chidami, what exactly is the case we're talking about? If you're talking about the fact that there were Edom there that saw this going on, don't forget what Rav said. Rav says that Bob must divorce Sarah only if there were Edom. So now the question is, now what's going on here? If there are Edom over here, so then Kiasa Acher V'Afsike Lekala Mayhave, then when she goes to get married to someone else in the interim after divorcing Avram, after getting divorced from Avram, she goes to somebody else in the meantime. So that doesn't allow her to marry Bob. What should that change anything? The bottom line, if there's Edom, then there's nothing doing. Ella, lav, the leka Edom. Must be, we're talking about a case where there are no Edom. And the reason she could stay with Bob is because the someone else marriage, right? Avram divorced Sarah. Sarah gets married to somebody else in the meantime. There were no Edom over here. And then that someone else broke the rumors. It stopped it. Meaning without the interim marriage, which breaks the rumor, then Bob and Sarah would need to divorce. Even without Edom to the adultery. Halav achi mafkinan, that we would say that you have to go out even if there were no Edom over there. I mean, right, I said without, right, even if there was no Edom to the adultery. And that's the question, this is the question that we have on Rav. Rav seems to say that Bob has to divorce Sarah only if there are Edom, but we're seeing over here that seemingly even if there's no Edom, if there wouldn't be an in-between marriage going on, they would have to go and get divorced. What's Rav talking about? Was he sleeping? Answer the Gemara for Rav, the Amar Lecha Rav, Hu Adin Da'afagav De'lo Asa Achiv Afsehi Lekala, even if there wouldn't be someone to go ahead and break the rumor, in the meantime, there wouldn't have been another marriage, the case of someone else. If there were witnesses that Bob was with Sarah, so then Mafkina, then we're going to separate them if they got married afterwards. And Eleka Edom lo Mafkina, and if there wouldn't be any witnesses, then we wouldn't be Mafka, then we wouldn't go out, even if there wasn't anyone else in the interim. So then what does it mean when it brings in the other marriage in the meantime? V'halchigam is what it means to say, D'afagav da'asa achir va'afsake lekala. Even if you have, go ahead and she marries somebody else in the meantime and it stops this rumor, lechatchila lo yichno, still she shouldn't marry this guy, Bob, lechatchila. Wasn't saying that if there was no marriage in the meantime between Avraham and Bob, that means to say that he has to get divorced. It's just saying it's a bad idea, don't do it. The end of Rashi used the lashon of im kines in lechatchila lo. If they got married, it works, but they really lechatchila shouldn't do it. So Rav wasn't asleep, everything is good and dandy now for him. We're not giving up, though. We're going to try to attack Rav from another braisa. When did we say that this person has to go ahead and actually divorce her? When would Bob have to go ahead and divorce Sarah? This is talking about a case when she had no kids, talking about here, from the original marriage, from her marriage from Avraham. But if she had children, lo seitzei. because as we're going to get into, if she goes out now, what's going to end up happening? It'll be like, oh, you see what's going on over here. You're going in, you're getting divorced. It must be because there was stuff going on. People are going to say it must be because actually there was something that happened between her when she was married. And then there's going to be a problem with her kids. They're going to look at the kids like they were mamzerim. V'imbo edi tuma. If you have edim, witnesses that came and said that they saw that there was there was tuma that went on. In other words, they were actually for shprach, Bab and Sarah. Then afilu yeshla kama banim, even she has lots of kids. Talking about from Avram Matziv, Tetze, she has to get divorced from Bob. So from what we see right now, it must be that the first part of the brisa is talking about where there are no edim. But what does it say still? That if there's no kids from the first marriage, then they have to get divorced. This straightforward goes against Rav, who says they only get divorced only if they are edim. Or what's going to do now, Rav? It's the Gemara. Rav Moki Lo Masnisin B'yesh Labanim. Rav explains our mission is talking about a case where there were children from Avram and Sarah V'yesh La Edim, and there were Edim. Since there are kids over here, so therefore Bob doesn't have to go ahead and get the divorced, except for the fact that there were Edim over there. But Rav again wasn't saying that the Edim, you always need to have the Edim there. In fact, the Gemara, Umay duchke de Rav l'ochmin l'masnisin b'yesh l'abanim v'yesh l'edim. Why is he feeling the need to go ahead and say we're talking about a case where there were kids and where there were Edim that saw this happen? V'tayim the ike Edim of Kinan. And therefore, what comes out is that the reason we say that Bob has to go and get a divorce from Sarah is because there's witnesses there. V'ilek Edim lo mafkinan. But if there would be no witnesses, then they wouldn't have to go get divorced. Look at B'shen Labanim. I forgot to like Edom. Why don't we just say that the case of the miss is talking about where she has no kids from Avraham. I forgot to like Edom. And if there's no kids, then they have to get divorced, even if there's no Edom. Amar Rava comes to explain Rav. He says, Masnisin Kshisei. We have a problem with our Mishnah, the wording of the Mishnah. My Iria Detani Hotziua. Why is it the Mishnah came along and why did it tell us that Hotziua, that they said that the husband has to go and divorce her, meaning Avram is divorced her, listing Hotziua. Let it just say Hotziua, meaning he divorced her by himself. Ella called Hotziua Beizdin. The Lashon of Hotziua means it was coming from Beizdin. Beizdin Be'edim Budamafki. The only time Beisdin will make you go and divorce the wife, will make the guy Avram divorce Sarah, is if there were Edom that were going on over there. So it comes out from here, Kum Techois, from the way that the Mishnah speaks, is that we're talking about a case where there are Edom that saw the hanky-panky going on. And Rav is coming and saying that these Edom, that's the reason why Bob has to go ahead and divorce her. Mishnah is talking about a case where she has kids already, right? So without Edom, he wouldn't have to go and divorce her. Therefore, all Rav is coming to tell you is that if there's no kids from the first marriage, then he's chayev to divorce her only if there are Edom that saw what's going down. V'bayi same another answer entirely is that ha'ani masnisa rebihi. These braises work within Rebbe, which go against Rav. Rav argues, Titania, we learned in a braisa. Rashi explains before we even get into Titania that V'bayi same below banim lo nafka below edim v'ha'ani masnisa da'amri nafka Rebbe amrinu da'mafik isha mibayla b'koldahu. Right, which means that Rav says that the Bob doesn't have to go on a divorce on the fact that there's a kol going on, even if there are no kids from the marriage, from Avram, and even if there's no someone else in the meantime to break the kol, right? So the braises that say that you have to get divorced of the fact of that there's a kol, or some sort of rumor, that was with Rebbe and not in the world of Rav. The Tanya Willington Braisa, Rochel Yotzev Isha Chogeres Besinar. If the husband comes home early from work, and what does he find? The guy who's selling besamim, going from town to town, the Rochel, a peddler, and what happens is he comes in, the perfume, the guy who's selling the besamim, he's leaving the house, and his wife is tying up her underwear. Amar Rebbe, Rebbe says, Holu Mechura Davar. Clearly there was a little bit of hanky-panky going on there. Tase, she has to go ahead, and she is out. Rok Lamalim and Akila, another case is that he comes home, what does he see? He sees again this guy who was there who's selling the spices, he's going out, and he sees that there's Rok is spit, and he finds that the spit is found on the bottom part of the canopy of the bed that goes over the bed, which means that someone had spit up over there. Rebbe says, I'm a Rebbe, holum achloridav, since again it's a disgusting thing and it's obvious that there's some sort of hanky panky going on over there, and that someone was lying on the bed and he was facing up towards the top of the bed, and they had some sort of relationship, and she must have spit during the whole thing. Therefore, again, Tese, she's out. Beep, turn the page. Chafe Amid Alf. Min Alam, in other cases, Min Alam Hafuchim Tachazmita. Let's say again, he comes home and he finds this spice guy over there, and he sees that his shoes are turned over underneath the bed. Amar Rebbe, Rebbe says, Hol Mechor Adavar Teitze. Since this again is an obvious matzah, what's going on? He left his shoes underneath over there. So, Rashi says, why are the shoes upside down? In order that you shouldn't recognize who wore them, so you shouldn't see, like, I guess, the foot marks over there. She has to go. What happens from this is we see that Rebbe's one who says that if it's just some sort of rumor, they have to go ahead and get divorced. But at the end of the day, when it comes to Rav, Rav would disagree with that. And he says that the only case that a husband is chayiv to go ahead and divorce the wife, and therefore she's going to be usher to go out to be with the guy Bob, is where the Edim were there to say that they saw what's going down. That's why Rav explains our Mishnah. Frek the Gemara, the Minolim Afuchim, what are you talking about? The shoes are upside down? Let's see the Maninu. Let's take a look and see whose shoes they are. Like, who knows? Maybe it doesn't belong to this guy. Ella Mekom Minolim Afuchim. The place of where it was is Hafuch, is Tachas Amito, was underneath the bed. And that already command. I'm a Rebbe Hol, Mechor Adavar Teitzi. That's the type of matzav that something shady, McShady is going on over there. Okay. Says the Gemara, V'hilchasa, you want to know halacha? You know what it is? Kavasei the Rav. It goes to the Rav, who says that I don't care about these rumors unless you actually have Edom. V'hilchasa, kavasei the Rebbe. The halacha goes according to Rebbe, who says, I do care about these rumors. Says Gemara, kash hilchasa, hilchasa. That's a kash of one and the other. As Mara lo kasha, habakala but the pasik, habakala de lo pasik, kala de lo pasik. If you have a call that's going around and it didn't stop, veleka edim, and there are no edim, gotta get divorced, ki Rebbe, they gotta knock it off, they gotta stop it like Rebbe. Kala de pasik, but a call that actually stops, veike edim kirav. They'll get divorced only if they're Edom. That goes according to Rav. We go according to Rebbe when the rumor didn't stop, and we go into Rav when it did stop. And now a throwback to the Gemara in Moed Katan Yud Ches, we saw V'kalad Lo Pasek Ad Kama. What does that mean? How much time is it that's considered such a thing? In other words, you have these rumors that didn't stop. How long does it have to go on that we call it that's really a rumor? I'm really a my mama told me, and we know that means his. Not his actual mother, but the one that his wet nurse that raised him. Dumi demasa yoma upalga. She said that it's like chashude ear, says Rashi. Those who are suspected, l'shachrina dumi lo yada. Okay, anyway, Dumi Damas says Yom Paga, it's like a day and a half. If it goes for a day and a half, that already is a serious one. But that's only talking about if it didn't stop in the meantime, right? But of a Pasuk Beni Beni, but it stopped in the meantime, then Ha Pasuk, that's considered like it stopped. And even if you have, because if it stopped, it stopped. And v'lo amrin elu d'lo pasuk machmazira. We're only talking about the fact that it didn't stop because of fear. Of a pasuk machmazira, but if it stopped because of fear, then that's a case of machmazira. Who, if it stopped because of fear, then it's not considered like it stopped. It's like it kept going. V'lo amrin elu d'leka oivim, and we didn't say that this rumor is going to ask her to be with her husband, Ela Deleka Oivim, if there's no enemies. However, Val Ika Oivim, but if there's some sort of enemy, some reason they want to mess this over, then Oivim Hu Da Apkule Lakala. We say that it's coming from these enemies that did such a thing, and therefore we disregard the whole thing. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.